Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Conscience of a Conservative, A Rejection of Destructive Politics, and a Return to Principle is a political book by former U.S. Senator Jeff Flake that combines memoir, argument, and party critique, written in the context of the Trump era. It presents Flake's view that modern Republican conservatism has drifted away from its older commitments to limited government, constitutional restraint, free institutions, and political decency. The title deliberately echoes Barry Goldwater's classic work, signaling that Flake is trying to reclaim an older conservative tradition rather than invent a new ideology. The book is not a neutral history of the right. It is an internal challenge from within the party, aimed especially at readers who care about conservative principles but feel uneasy about the direction of contemporary Republican politics. Its purpose is both diagnostic and corrective. It identifies what Flake sees as the movement's moral and institutional failures, and it argues for a return to civility, accountability, and principle over tribal loyalty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book reclaims Barry Goldwater's conservative inheritance. A central feature of the book is its deliberate link to Barry Goldwater's Conscience of a Conservative, one of the most influential texts in modern American conservatism. Flake uses that connection to argue that conservatism originally meant more than winning elections or defeating liberals. It was supposed to defend limited government, individual liberty, and a disciplined respect for institutions. By invoking Goldwater, he places his critique inside the conservative tradition rather than outside it. That matters because the book is not written as an external attack on Republicans, but as an argument that the party has abandoned its own intellectual roots. The title functions as a signal that the real issue is not whether conservatism is obsolete, but whether it has been distorted by newer political habits. This framing gives the book its core identity, a defense of older conservative principles against the rhetoric and behavior that Flake sees as having replaced them. Secondly, why Flake sees nationalism, populism, and celebrity politics as threats to conservatism. Flake argues that conservatism has been compromised by forces that are politically useful in the short term but corrosive in the long run, especially nationalism, populism, xenophobia, extreme partisanship, and celebrity-driven politics. His concern is not simply that these trends are unpleasant, but that they change the moral logic of the movement. Instead of asking what limits power and protects institutions, politics becomes a search for enemies, loyalty tests, and spectacle. In that environment, principle is often subordinated to performance, and policy debate is replaced by identity conflict. Flake's critique is therefore structural as well as moral. He suggests that once a movement depends on grievance and personality, it becomes harder to govern responsibly or preserve constitutional restraint. The book uses this diagnosis to explain why modern conservatism, in his view, no longer behaves like a philosophy of ordered liberty. It has become more reactive, more tribal, and less interested in the small government ideas it once claimed to protect. Thirdly, civility and bipartisanship as governing tools, not decorative virtues. One of the book's most important arguments is that political civility is not just a matter of manners. For Flake, civility is a practical condition for governance in a constitutional democracy, because institutions only function when opponents can negotiate, compromise, and accept legitimate disagreement. He repeatedly treats extreme partisanship as a cause of legislative paralysis and public distrust. This gives the book a reformist dimension. It does not merely ask readers to be nicer, but to understand that democratic systems depend on restraint. Flake's emphasis on bipartisanship reflects a belief that the legislature should be a deliberative body rather than an arena for constant escalation. That perspective is especially significant in a polarized era, because it challenges the idea that political success requires permanent confrontation. The book suggests that conservatism should value constitutional balance and institutional process, even when those limits frustrate immediate partisan goals. In that sense, civility becomes a conservative principle because it protects the long-term health of the republic. Fourthly, political courage and the cost of acting on principle. Flake's own career is used as evidence that principle often carries real political costs. The book presents leadership as a matter of choosing constitutional or moral duty, even when doing so angers party leaders, activists, or donors. That theme is closely tied to his public actions in the Senate, especially his willingness to break with party expectations when he believed the stakes demanded it. Rather than presenting courage as abstract virtue, the book treats it as a test of whether elected officials are willing to risk status for a larger responsibility. This is an important part of the book's argument, because Flake is not asking readers to admire dissent in the abstract. He is showing that dissent can be necessary when loyalty becomes detached from judgment. The practical message is that democratic accountability requires politicians who can absorb backlash without surrendering their convictions. That makes the book less about ideological purity and more about the discipline needed to preserve trust in public life. Lastly, a conservative critique of Trump-era Republican identity, although the book is broader than a single election cycle. It is unmistakably shaped by the Trump era and by Flake's opposition to the direction of the Republican Party during that period. He treats Donald Trump not as an isolated figure, but as the clearest expression of a deeper collapse in standards. The book's force comes from this tension. It argues that a party can win influence while losing its intellectual and moral center. Flake's critique is effective because he speaks as a Republican insider who accepts conservative premises but rejects the idea that power alone can define the movement. This gives the book an unusual position among political commentary titles. It is not a generic anti-Trump polemic because it is rooted in a longer debate over what conservatism should be. At the same time, it is more pointed than a conventional memoir because it uses personal experience to evaluate the condition of a political party. Readers who want to understand the Republican identity crisis from within will find this one of its most revealing dimensions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in American conservatism, Republican Party history, and the ethical demands of political leadership. It will be especially useful for conservatives trying to understand why some party veterans broke with Trump-era politics without abandoning conservative principles altogether. Political readers, students of public affairs, and anyone concerned with polarization will also find value in Flake's focus on civility, institutional balance, and the costs of tribal loyalty. What makes the book stand out is that it is not written as an outsider critique of the right. It is an internal warning from someone who accepts the language of conservatism and argues that the movement has drifted from its own foundations. That gives the book more specificity than a general anti-Trump essay collection and more urgency than a standard memoir. Its main benefit is interpretive. It helps readers distinguish between conservatism as a governing philosophy and conservatism as a political brand. Even readers who disagree with Flake will come away with a clearer picture of the tensions inside modern Republican politics and the older principles he believes should still define it. If you would like to support Jeff Flake, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.